Hey gang, welcome to another another exciting episode, very exciting episode of National Bugle Radio, the Visceral Reaction Edition on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is a refuge for free speech. It's like when you go to, have you ever gone to one of those zoos? Phil, but have you ever been to one of those zoos where they've got like a little island in the, you know, in the middle of a pond and there's a few chimpanzees on it and it's a refuge?
Yeah, my local zoo has that.
Yeah, well, that's what this is. RBN is like an island in the middle of a zoo of insanity. And we have free speech here. We're trying to keep the species going is what we're trying to do. And you can help keep the species going by visiting republicbroadcasting.org, clicking on the donate button and sending a donation. And you can go to totally my sponsor, that's totally this show's sponsor, the Co-Certified app. You find it by going to nationalbugle.com. that is your number one place for downloading the Co-Certified app. This is what I'm informed of. It is the number one place where you go to find the Co-Certified app. And so go there, find the Co-Certified app, download it, lead a non-kosher certified lifestyle. Well, Philbert, there's lots going on. And
yeah.
Doesn't it make you mad?
Yeah, I'm not happy. But yeah, I was just thinking, you don't want to give any more rabbis money to walk around in food plants that they don't even need to be in. So yeah, buy a Co-Certified app.
Get the Co-Certified app.
And learn, or if you want to, you could learn what the Brother Nathaniel makes a really good video. You can learn about what the, there's many of them, but there's a kosher seal, you know, on your food. But I think he made a very good video on it. So you can learn what it looks like. It's usually a U with a circle around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up, and I believe that stands for the Union of Orthodox Jews.
Union of Orthodox Rabbis, I thought. Is something,
or yeah, maybe you're right. Something like that. But and then there's another one, a triangle. I think it's a little triangle, or maybe it's three little triangles kind of put together in another little circle around them. But,
well, there's
anyway.
there's a K with a triangle.
Right. Yeah, there's many of them.
Now that
and the parvay.
Yeah, the U with a circle in it. I believe their umbrella group, which is called OU, I'm not exactly sure what OU stands for, but they openly supported the spy Jonathan Pollard in their annual resolution. So, I mean, do you really want to be part of that?
I was told that he did that for money. Had nothing to do with race or me being Jewish at all.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence.
He tried to join the CIA and they kicked him out, and somehow he got into like naval intelligence somehow. Like, what kind of crap is that? Like, how does that even happen? Well, I mean, I already know.
Well, lots of stuff happens. So, you know, where do we even start? Okay, well, here's where we're going to start today. So, exclusive. This is from Reuters. This was just we're recording this on the afternoon of February 3rd, and this has just been published. It's fresh off the press. Exclusive from Reuters: U.S. moles using law designed to prosecute mafia against Capitol rioters. The from the Occupy Congress movement. So the Justice Department under Merrick Garland, pure coincidence, they are considering whether to charge members of far-right groups involved in the deadly January 6th storming of the Capitol. under federal law usually used against organized crime. You go down here and they talk about this deadly, well, you look at the, where is it from? The caption, they talk about it left five dead. It left five dead. Well, okay. First, the one that the person we really know about is this Ashley Babbitt lady
that, yeah.
They shot her in the face.
By a no-brained monkey with a gun.
Yeah. And they won't release the name of the cop, but everybody knows his name. I don't know his name, but people know his name. His identity is known, and he's some black,
yeah, of course,
Black Lives Matter guy. But he was working for the cops and shot this woman in the face. Now, you hear about a cop who was bludgeoned. Initially, the story was some fireman hit him with a fire extinguisher. But
yeah.
But that they've kind of walked back on that. What do we know about that?
Well, I think he didn't he die of a heart attack or he had a stroke or something like that. I don't know, to be honest. I believe it was unrelated.
So now you had one police officer, and I don't know if they're counting him in the five who, like, a few days later committed suicide. Now you had at least two.
Yeah, people. I'm surprised they wouldn't count that as just COVID-19 or having the Wu flu. You know,
could be
it's either going to be that or the deadly Capitol riot.
The deadly Capitol riot, but you know, yeah. When they talk about these five, at least two, and perhaps it's all three of the. It's probably all three of the. Of the five that aren't Ashley Babbitt and the cop that supposedly died. These other three, they're just people who had, like, you know, a heart attack or something on that day who didn't have anything to do with going into the Capitol. They weren't, it's not as if they were involved in violence. It's just that, do the math, okay? Let's do the math for a second because people don't do math. So how many days are in a year?
365 and one quarter day.
Okay. So if you were to live to be 100 years old, which is longer than most people live, but some people live to be 100 years old, that would be 36,000, right? 36,525 days. We can just round off 36,000 days, right?
Yeah.
Now, 36,000. Now, we had hundreds of thousands of people down at the Capitol, right? So let's just say it was 360,000. That would be 10 times as much as the number of days that you would live if you lived to be 100, 10 times as much, which means if you have a group of 360,000 people, and you had a life expectancy of 100, you would expect to have about 10 people die on a given day. Now, people don't actually live to be 100 on average. They live less, so you would actually expect more than 10 people to die on a given day.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the people, it's not as if the people down at the Capitol were completely randomly selected bunch of people. I was down there. You did have families. You had kids. You had old people. You had people in walkers. I saw people with walkers going around. Well, people who were like in nursing homes about to die weren't going down to the Capitol. Still, the fact of the matter is, if you have hundreds of thousands of people milling around all day, especially people milling around in the cold, to have a few people drop dead is to be expected in a crowd of hundreds of thousands.
Was it windy?
Yeah, it really wasn't windy, but it was cold. It really was cold. I had to buy an extra. I bought a Trump sweatshirt while I was down there just because I was cold. It was colder than I was expecting. Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. So hundreds of thousands of people milling around. If you take a group of hundreds of thousands of people, take what city has 300 and something thousand people in it? You know, like, I don't know what city, Birmingham, Alabama, maybe. and how many people are going to die on a given day in Birmingham, Alabama. So it doesn't make it a deadly route. The fact that they shot somebody in the face and a few people dropped dead because people dropped dead, you know, you're going to have a few people drop dead.
Yeah, I mean, don't you know we're in a pandemic? People are dropping dead all over the place.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're dropping dead all over the place. That doesn't make it deadly. And this cop, I mean, I'm not saying that no cop died, but they haven't really gotten the story straight, and I don't know a whole lot about that.
Playing it out like they did, and you were at the Charlottesville rally, the deadly Charlottesville rally also.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know where I'm going with this. Like, there were the two police in the helicopter the helicopter had crashed, and the freaking media was, like, all but saying that, oh, they were shot, the Nazis had a, you know, a rocket launcher.
They shot them down.
Yeah. Surface-to-air missile defense, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, and then even Heather Heyer, I mean, she had a heart attack. Okay, granted, she did that heart attack did have something to do with that, the car accident. But the car accident was caused by Antifa attacking the car.
Yeah. Really,
they call it the deadly Charlottesville. And you know, you've got people. You had dozens of people die last year during the largely peaceful protests of Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
I mean, that's honestly one of my worst fears is, like, what happened to James Fields, like, taking a wrong turn somewhere and a city street be blocked, you know, because they go after you. And especially if you're not stopping, like, then they, you know, as you can see, like, on these videos and stuff, they just freaking swarm you.
Yes.
Like, they swarm you like ants. Like,
so there was
ants on a spilt snow cone.
I can't remember which city it was in. Was it in, I think it was one of these West Coast cities, Tacoma, Washington, maybe. And there was, they were having their largely peaceful riot. And there was a police car in the middle of it. Police car was being surrounded and I guess they were beating on the police car. And the police car that just
happened a few days ago?
Yeah, and he drove out, and you could see him visibly, you know, it was like going over a speed bump, except he was going over a human body. I don't know if the person actually, it was probably the leg, which wouldn't kill the person, but still.
You know what that officer's name is?
What's his name?
Khan Phan? Khan Phan.
Is he Oriental?
Or maybe it's Phan Khan. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure it's Khan Phan.
So it sounds like an Oriental name.
Yeah. You? Well, they said he was with the force for almost 30 years, I think, too, in the article that I read.
Well, I mean, you had a lot of people who came over in the 70s and, you know, in the wake of the Vietnam War and Cambodian Laos wars.
Yeah.
A bunch of people came over then. It sounds kind of Southeast Asian. He could be Chinese. It's hard to know. But, okay, so you've got that. By the way, Black Lives Matter, I understand that they have been nominated for a Nobel Largely Peace Prize.
Yeah, well, I thought that you had to be Jewish to get those.
It helps.
Well, I mean, Obama wasn't, obviously, but, well, you know, he killed Gaddafi and, you know, did a lot of drone strikes, and he didn't start any, you know, major wars like Bush, but, or God forbid.
Well, of course he got the Nobel Peace Prize simply for becoming president.
And his skin color.
Yeah. It was his skin color. Obviously the idea was they were trying to encourage him. So he had only been president for a couple of months and hadn't done anything. And they just wanted to encourage him, which is.
Have you gone through like the 16-hour audiobook of his yet, or something like that? It's like enormously long.
I don't know.
Right mind would listen to that creepo just spew out his filth, you know, read his own book that he didn't even write. Like,
read a ghost-written book.
That's another thing that gets me. All these politicians, like, as soon as I get out of office, I'm going to write a book, you know, in 2 weeks. And it's like, how ridiculous. Who believes this crap?
Well, by the way, as most people know, Stormfront Radio has closed up shop, at least for the time being. And that, hour of the day is now, that time slot is now David Duke, My Awakening, the audiobook.
Oh.
And so that just started, and it's on archive. So you can go to davidduke.com and find it, or I'll try to put up a link on nationalbugle.com.
So I did the audiobook, and it was of Dr. Duke narrating it.
He narrates it, and he's got a good voice for that.
Yeah, it was probably the same recording, I imagine, unless he's done it more than once. But I did it on YouTube while it was still available. I also did, believe it or not, I did the audiobook of Mein Kampf while it was still on YouTube.
Oh, really?
If you can imagine that. Yeah. Well, it had several hundred thousands of views, too.
I listened to the first chapter or so of it, the first chapter or two. And honestly,
in a British accent. The narrator was British accent. I loved it.
Honestly, I mean, I didn't get through more than a couple of chapters, but it didn't seem so bad.
No, it wasn't nearly as bad.
Am I allowed to say that? It didn't seem particularly crazy. Did I not get to the good parts? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what you think the good parts are.
Well, okay, so I've never really been exactly the Hitler fan. I think he's... the vilification of Hitler is just beyond ridiculous. And if you look at Hitler, you know, the five or six major powers in World War II, you've got Hitler, you've got Stalin, you've got Churchill, you've got Roosevelt. You know, I don't know, you want to throw in Tojo Hideki or Mussolini. If you look at Roosevelt and Churchill, for instance, and Hitler and Stalin, the four of those, just look at the four of those. I mean, does Hitler really stand out as being super evil?
Yeah, exactly. No, only because the tribe said he is.
Yeah. And, well, there you go. Okay, so this is kind of like visceral reaction day. We used to, when a couple of years ago, two or three years ago, we tried to do kind of a financial version of this show.
Yeah.
And
I was learning how to trade. I was learning how to trade foreign currencies.
Yeah, you're doing the currencies, and there's, you know, we talk about crypto. But this past week...
back when crypto was $6,000.
Bitcoin was $6,000. Yeah. I remember when Bitcoin was like $13. I didn't buy it.
Really? Yeah, you caught onto it way before me then.
Well, I mean, I didn't get into it. I was just aware of it.
I think the first time I saw it, it was about 2000. And I thought, that's unrealistic. I'm like, why would, you know, just probably a lot of people's first reaction to it. But
yeah. But this past week, now everybody's talking about the financial stuff.
Well, that's right. That's right. We talked about silver a lot, too.
We were into it long before it was cool.
Yeah. So, having 500 ounces of silver, which, you know, right now is going pretty well for me. I don't have that much, but almost.
Oh, that's nice. And physical.
It's very nice. Did you know there's about, I think there's 200-some claims. I'd have to look to be specific, but there's 200 some claims upon every 1 ounce of physical silver.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
That's just, and it's been that way for many years. It's been that way for a long time, ever since retail traders have been able to trade futures on it, and probably even before that. I don't know.
All right. Well, listen, we are up on the break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
And we are back. And I remember, oh gosh, I must have been in high school, and there was this Jewish kid who was going around trying to get everybody's silver, because at that point, you know, it was in the 70s, and so people still had silver.
Yeah, quarters.
You still had silver quarters lying around. Sometimes you'd get them in your change. I had a friend who worked at an ice cream store, and I was a coin collector, but I wasn't handling that much. But he was working in a retail outlet, and he was always handling coins, and he wound up with a really big collection of silver dimes and quarters. The Jewish kid went around. And I guess there was a major move in the silver market, and he was trying to corner the high school's silver market. So, I did not part with any of my silver, I'll tell you that much. But other kids were, because they didn't know the value, and you didn't have the internet. You couldn't check what the price was. Well, I guess you actually probably could if you looked at the financial pages in the newspaper, but the only person who's going to be looking at those, I think, was the Jewish kid.
Yeah, well, this was in the 80s?
No, this is in the 70s.
Okay. No, in the 80s, the Hunt brothers, you know, did their big thing. They tried to corner the silver market.
Yeah, this must have been before that. So, anyway, we had this whole thing with the GameStop rebellion, the GameStop insurrection, the GameStop terrorist event. And okay, so you've had, you know, we've been looking at that for over a week. What do you make of it?
Well, you probably already heard it before, but the hedge fund cries out in pain as they short you.
But no, the Washington Post had an article, and I put it up on nationalbugle.com, and it says that the hedge funds were the good guys. That it was in the title.
Well, I mean, I believe them. You know, what's you know, worse than destroying and bankrupting a company? It's not that bad.
And so, and this Reddit, the subreddit, what is it? Stock Bets something?
Did it get shut down? Is just
Wall Street Bets? Is that what it was called? No, no. It used to have 2 million subscribers, and now it's got 6 million. Oh God!
Oy vey!
It's got 6 million subscribers now. 2 million. That's a lot. And I don't know how many people were actively looking at it day to day, but it was a big deal. It completely rocked the markets. You had all the, you know, the big regulatory Jews who are up in arms, you know, Janet Yellen and Gary Gensler, who's, you know, they're two of the Jews in the new Biden cabinet.
Gary Gensler.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember Gary Glitter?
I do. He was charged with, like,
pedophilia.
Captain Picard with in Cambodia, right?
Yeah, but he was with little girls, right? Not with
boys, okay.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And then there was a French version of Gary Glitter named Johnny Holiday, and I think he had some of the same problems.
Oh.
Glam rock.
Did they execute him, or did he like just die in prison? I remember, this was years ago. I remember he was facing, could be executed, like in Cambodia. They frown upon that kind of thing there.
Well, you know, in Thailand, it's accepted. And so all these people go to Thailand for weirdness. And the Thai government turns a blind eye towards it.
Alrighty. You are
with the whole Reddit thing, do you think that this is something that could be repeated? Do you think that the 6 million could do battle with them on like a ongoing basis? Could do battle with the hedge funds?
Yeah, selectively. Yeah, if they're very smart and selective, which I mean, I wouldn't be smart enough to barely even be speaking on this, but it appears that they're pretty smart because, like I just said, you know, with 238 or so claims upon 1 ounce of silver, you know, how could that seems like very vulnerable. I can't think of anything else any more vulnerable. I don't believe that gold is even that high because it's more expensive.
In the old days, and when I mean the old days, I mean the 1800s, maybe going into the 1900s, but particularly in the 1800s, you had these panics, and a lot of the time the panics, which were like depressions, a lot of it would have to do with silver or gold mining, and you'd get it because all of a sudden you'd have like Bolivia had a whole bunch of silver. When those mines started opening up, there's all this silver pours onto the market, and then there's silver, to the extent silver was the basis of money, then you had inflated prices. You get inflation because all of a sudden there'd be a lot more silver floating around. The same thing would happen with gold. That was always a thing. Now you've got – so did you ever see the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, the Christmas movie?
Yeah.
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 And, of course, I don't remember it all that well, but there was a run on the bank, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that after the break. We just bumped into a break, but we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. So it's a wonderful life. There was a run on the bank, and I guess it does kind of tie in with the whole fractional reserve banking that somebody has some money, puts it in the bank, and then the bank says, okay, you've got $1,000. You've got it. And we'll keep an eye on it for you. And then they take $900 and lend it out. And the person who borrows the money, they say, okay, so you've got $900. It's in your hands, right? And that person who has borrowed it says, yeah, it's in my hands. I don't actually need it all right now, so I'm going to take it and put it back in your bank until I need it. And then they say, okay. And then the next person comes along and they say, here's $800. We'll lend you $800. And so the guy says, great, $800. Well, there was only $1,000 in the first place, but now you've got the first guy with $1,000, the guy who borrowed the $900, and the guy who borrowed the $800. And so that's money supply. All those people think they have, $800 or $1,000. They think they've got that. So what about with the silver? But you actually have silver.
I do. I have a lot of silver. I have so much silver, I had to buy a really big safe and have it bolted into my concrete basement to keep it safe.
From all these other people who think they have
silver. Yeah, and you know what? This was years ago when I did that. And man, when all these riots, in my area, I haven't had a problem with that, thank God. But man, I was like, I am so glad I have that safe, you know, like.
Well, so I remember having some construction done on my house, some remodeling done, and the guy who was remodeling the house, he was a Ron Paul guy and a silver bug. And so he's saying, yeah, and look what I did here. There's this little cubby hole here. You go here, and then behind there, there's a trap door, and that's where you can keep your silver. And here, this is where you can keep your gun. And, you know, keep an extra gun here, keep your silver here. Yeah. You'll be in good shape, right? It's like, okay, well, what about the hot water pipes? Where are they? Oh, they're in there too. Don't worry about it. Okay. Well, so we had that. Is it something that can be repeated? Because how much was the element of surprise part and parcel of the relative success of what happened?
Yeah. See, that's a good point. They have many, many tools that they can deploy and employ. Who knows? You know, I mean, they're one of the tribe, you know. I mean, what is it? I think 18 out of the top 20 hedge funds are Jewish, you know. So I mean,
18 out of 25, yeah, as according to at least one research.
Yeah.
And the other another thing is you have an asymmetry, because the hedge fund guys, the Wall Street people, who are largely Jewish, are able to speak in private. They're able to collude or conspire or whatever. They can do things. There's few enough of them that they can talk in private. The Redditors, it's very public. And you've got millions and millions of people who are able to look at these threads.
Yeah.
So they cannot use privacy or secrecy. So
yeah,
they are,
I'm sure some of them are.
But
I mean, not all of them are on Reddit. But yeah, in order to have the power to even make the marks happen like that, then yeah, they all need to be public. You're right.
So it has to be done in public. But of course, you know, if you have the 6 million, and if you have the 6 million, and everybody is willing to put like $200 into a move one way or another, you're talking about 1.2 billion. Now, maybe some of them are willing to put more than that in, but 1.2 billion isn't really a huge amount of money for, you know, a hedge fund or, you know, a few hedge funds. So you wonder about it. But the fact that you've got such a large number of people that were coordinating, and I think that's really what's scary. Scary to the establishment is that you had, you know, first with the Occupy Congress party, you had hundreds of thousands of people to an extent coordinating with each other, at least in order to get down to Washington, D.C. and get to the Capitol. I think breaching the Capitol and going inside and it, you know, it actually was a riot. That I think was had a lot to do with agent provocateurs and feds and whatnot, but still, the fact that you had hundreds of thousands of people down there freaked people out. The fact that you might have had millions of people taking part in this Reddit thing, that I think is really freaking people out, because once you get to the point where you've got tens of millions of people who are able to boycott. That's, I think, to me, once we can effectively boycott is when we really can take down the system. That's the name of the game. You know, I think people say, oh, well, we can't vote our way out of this. Either you vote your way out or you shoot your way out. And, you know, I think probably the most effective tool that can be used would be boycotts. But we haven't – there are obstacles to that. You have to have enough people willing to participate. You have to have the ability to exchange the information. And of course they're trying to, you know, censor and shut things down. But
yeah.
I think we're getting close in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. I mean, one thing I know we've talked, or I talked a little bit about a few shows ago about internet security and stuff. I guess my latest endeavor is for about 2 years now, I've been studying cybersecurity, and I've been trying to learn the privacy end of that, which privacy is different than cybersecurity. And you can look that up if you want to learn it. But the reason I'm doing that is because, you know, I see the attacks on free speech, and I wanted to learn how to, you know, conceal, you know, speak privately. You know, I needed to learn encryption, you know, how to employ encryption now, which is good. I mean, I would encourage other people to do this too. You don't have to be a computer programmer. I'm not a computer programmer. You know, I am going to learn how to code, but these are good skills, not coding, but just good internet hygiene, you could say, good privacy skills. Learn the basics. And that stuff is still up on YouTube. You know, I would make a video, but there's people that make videos way better than I do, and they're already up, so I'm not going to compete with that. But they don't make them in the context of, you know, people that are actually being censored, like, you know, you and me, or people that hold these type of beliefs, you know. So.
And, you know, people have been talking about this for years, the need to increase security, the need to be able to use encryption, the need to learn how to use Bitcoin and things like that. And, of course, a lot of people are busy, and ain't nobody got time for that.
But Bitcoin isn't hard in and of itself, but it's very tricky to use anonymously. Like, you have to jump through many hoops. Like, you have to move it here, and you have to move it a lot of places to, like, rinse it, I guess you could say. So, and if anybody's interested, I would recommend looking into the wallet Electrum, and it's open source, and it's decentralized. The servers are worldwide, and they're operated kind of like the Tor network, but they're all operated by volunteers. And I think there's thousands. So maybe not thousand, but maybe there's 1,000. So Electrum, and it's only on Linux.
Well, I was going to ask. That's what I was going to ask. Is it the Linux of cryptocurrencies? Because Linux is, you know, open source. It's managed by volunteers.
It's on a lot of Linux distributions by default. I don't know if it's on Kali Linux, which is a good hacking distribution, but it is on something called Parrot Linux, and it's also on something called Hunix. Whonix, but anyway, you can look that up. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Okay, all right. How about this? Let's shift a little bit. You've got in Congress a lot of things going on. You've got this something Marjorie, what's her name from Georgia, another three name woman, Marjorie Taylor. Marjorie Taylor Greene, is that her name?
Marjorie.
From Georgia. And so she is the...
Oh, the big black one.
No, she's not black.
No.
She's blonde. And she's the QAnon Republican freshman congresswoman. And Kevin McCarthy looks like he's about to strip her of at least one of her committee assignments, maybe the education... the education committee, because she some years ago must have posted something about Sandy Hook being a fraud or crisis actors or something like that, and you can't have somebody on the education committee that might have made somebody sad.
No. So
hurt feelings, right? Meanwhile, of course, you know, you've got the Squad, et cetera, that are saying all of these things about white people. You know, what's being said about white people in public now is just amazing. And then you got the notorious AOC, Sandy Cortez, who seems really, really immature. And she was talking about, she was tweeting something about the Reddit revolt, but actually taking the side of the Redditors and saying, is there anybody in Congress who would cooperate with me against these hedge funds. And Ted Cruz says, sure, I will. And she says, no, you tried to have me murdered. I'm not going to work with you. And now it turns out she wasn't even in the Capitol when this stuff happened.
The deadly Capitol riot.
The deadly Capitol riot. She was across the street in her office in the Cannon building.
Oh. Huh.
So.
I was thinking of Stacey Abrams. I'm sorry.
No, okay, speaking of the...
That's why I thought it was the big black gorilla.
No, but speaking of the largely Peace Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize, yeah. Stacey Abrams is being nominated for it. For her role in defeating Donald Trump. And that now is... Donald Trump is the first American president in a few generations not to get us into any major war. And defeating Donald Trump, that is grounds for a largely Peace Prize.
Well, like, why is she getting credit? Like, I'm confused.
Because she... in Georgia, which was one of these pivotal states, she had a consent decree, an illegal consent decree with the Secretary of State that allowed voters to illegally vote by mail and not to have their signatures verified and all sorts of illegal stuff. So now, by the way, you've already got Arizona, which has done a partial audit of their machines. I think it was of the machines, and they're finding enough fraud that they're now going to do a complete audit. Now, a lot of the evidence might have already been destroyed, but
yeah, they fragged the hard drive and it's done.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, that'll get rid of a lot of slack space.
Defragging it.
Defragging will get rid of slack space and swap space.
And in that slop space is stuff that you swap. think has been deleted, but yes. it's still yeah. there. It's just not in the it's just not in the directory anymore. It's not in the FAT, right? The file application table.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how law enforcement and digital forensics will haunt you. I mean, anyway, another good reason to learn encryption. The Earn It Act, I don't know if that went through or not. I'd have to do a little bit of research. I haven't been following up on that. But that's supposed to ban social media apps from using end-to-end encryption, you know, on messaging apps, you know, because it's going to protect the children, you know. So we got to protect the children. Like, but anyway, another good reason to use encryption or learn encryption, because you can't implement it or you can't use it unless you know how to implement it. You have to learn PGP. Anybody who is interested, go to DuckDuckGo search engine, or better yet, Swiss Cows, and type in PGP. Stands for Pretty Good Privacy.
Okay. And, you know...
That's what I would recommend. If you want to learn about encryption, learn how to use PGP. It's not hard. It's like you get a key, and you keep a private key, and you have a public key. Kind of like, pretty much just like Bitcoin, you know?
All right.
Good story. Good story, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, so you should change your default search engine, maybe even your homepage. But you can go into settings, and just when you type in a search, you know, in your search bar, just make it Swiss Cows. That's Swiss Cows. It's a good search engine. And it's out of Switzerland.
Okay, and who owns it?
I don't know, but it's not Alphabet. And they also filter out any type of pornography, too.
There you go. So, you know, you hear about, like, DuckDuckGo, for instance, which advertises itself.
That is owned by a Jew.
It is owned by a Jew. And you find this over and over again. When you find, like, the alternatives to the evil
Jews. Yeah, I was very disappointed. Very disappointed in how DuckDuckGo is going. I've used them for a long time. They were very a good Google alternative for a long time.
Yeah, and then you got Parler, which you hear about as an alternative. Yeah,
I'm sketchy with that. Having to give a phone number for that is kind of sketchy. But...
And even though it's not owned by a Jew, so many of the people who run it, who are involved in it, are Jewish. And oh well. But we're up on the break, so we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. Welcome back to the show. Okay, so today is, as we're recording, this is the day after Groundhog's Day. So Groundhog's Day, of course, I had Punxsutawney Phil. I had, you know, the celebrity interview with Punxsutawney Phil. And then at the end of the show, we had a song from Engelbert Poindexter, and it was All the Jews in the New Biden Cabinet. It was a catalog song, which is actually from a Mozart opera, Don Giovanni. And it's the catalog song, and it's really about all of the thousands of women that Don Giovanni slept with. But it is from different countries. You know, so many from Italy, so many from Turkey, so many from Germany. And it's funny because, you know, this was written in the 1700s, and there wasn't a country Germany. You know, Germany was all divided up into different principalities and whatnot. Same with Italy, and Turkey was part of the Ottoman Empire. But yet those were, you know, regions that were sung about in the song, but from España, 1003.
Okay.
Right. Well, that's how it goes. But anyway, I don't know if Biden, does he have 1003 Jews that he's appointed yet? I'm not sure if he's appointed quite 1003, but he did pick enough Jews to form a minion.
Yeah, hopefully he has that many heart attacks.
Yeah, and a minion, by the way, a minion is the, I think you need to have 10 Jewish men in order to do Jewish religious ceremonies, and that's a minion. And here's the question.
That sounds like global homo.
Well, one of the Jews in the song was this Rachel Levine character who's going to be the deputy secretary of health. Does she qualify for a minion according to Orthodox law? And that's a question. I've got that question. Does she qualify to be part of the minion?
It looks like it has sleep apnea because of the fat neck.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's listen to that song, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Listen, Goyim, I have here a list of all the Jews in the new Biden cabinet. So many Jews that they could form a minion. Gather round, Goyim, let me tell it to you. Gather round, Goyim, let me tell it to you. State Department Tony Blinken, at Treasury Janet Yellen, Attorney General Merrick Garland, but at the Pentagon, but at the Pentagon, a Negro. Chief of Staff Ron Klain, DNI Avril Haines, Climate Ambassador John Kerry, Coronavirus Jeffrey Sands, Anthony Newton, Science Advisor Eric Lander. At the State Department, number 2 Wendy Sherman. At the State Department, number 3 Tory Newland. Homeland Security, Alexandra Mayorkas, but, at the Pentagon, but at the Pentagon, a Negro. Yulia Zelensky at the Center for Disease Control, Rachel Levine as the Deputy Health Secretary, Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, from Goldman Sachs. And Newberger, NSA Cybersecurity Director.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.